Start recording. You can see the notes.
This is yes.
Parashat Ki Tisa. And the dramatic part of this parasha is, of course, the golden calf and all of that, so we're going to leave that out.
Right.
I'm going to start by saying, you know, everyone knows how my Chumash Shir works. You've been listening to me for a long time, but I find some little picayune textual oddity catches my attention, and that really is my challenge. But I say, okay, if I see it, I'm going to dope for it. I'm going to look for anything to address it, and then I try to figure it out, and then tie that to some big point about Torah and the responsibility as free-willed human beings, and have some kind of major philosophical point about that. So I found something that I want to look at, but nobody came to talk about it, so I'm going to have to make stuff up on my own.
Hypothecate.
And this is the... I'm sorry?
Hypothecate.
Hypothecate, yes, there you go. It's a good word. I like hypothecate. the first aliyah of this parasha, before the drama of the Yigal Zahav, is basically finishing up the instructions for building the Mishkan. Six paragraphs about building the Mishkan that has to be finished with Saveh, and one of them is about the Ketoret, the incense. And this is what the paragraph is. End of Perek Lamed. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Kach lecha shamim, go take spices, ratat u'shechelet v'chalvana, and I have no idea what those are supposed to be. Some kind of spices.
Peyote.
Shamim.
It's peyote, cannabis.
One might hypothecate that they made everyone happy. Yes, that's entirely possible. Mim, various spices, or translated as drugs, that's fine with me. Levona Zaka, everyone agrees Levona is frankincense, but I have no idea what frankincense is, so it doesn't help me at all. Everyone translates Chobana as
Chobanam.
A top is some kind of resin, and Shachel is translated as stack tea, but I have no idea what those are, so it doesn't help me. Anyway, so these spices, babi, yeah, all equal amounts. Basita Torah, and you'll make incense out of that. Rokach, base rokeach, prepared as though by an apothecary. I like that word.
Yeah.
Standard, like, rokeach, as a druggist would make these things. Umulach, ground fine, tahar, pure, kodesh, holy. That's the incense. And you'll grind it finely, and you'll put it in front of the edut, right there, right in front of where I will appear to you, where I would meet you. Very similar to last week's parasha about the menorah, where you put the ner tamid. We got to give this whole instruction. It's going to be the pnei ha'edut, omoved, asher eivel chashama. It is the Holy of Holies. And this incense that you will make according to its ingredients, lotasu lachem, don't make it for yourself. Kodesh lachem, it should be holy, lachem, for God. Someone who makes their own to smell it, will get cut, it will be cut off from their people.
Ooh.
That's the paragraph. All right, don't make your own incense. This is holy. And the problem
The word samim, I think, in modern Hebrew, is drugs, illegal kind
drugs,
of drugs.
Yes.
It's not spices. They don't say that.
The samim are spices. Samim is drugs. And it's true in Gemara also. There's always the sam hamavit is a toxin.
Oh.
Okay, and if in fact these were psychoactive substances, I don't know. I won't deal specifically with that. The textual thing I'm going to complain about is Vayomer Hashem Moshe. That's the wrong way to introduce a mitzvah, right? The way a mitzvah starts is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Every paragraph, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. This is different.
Oh, you mean
Vayomer?
The others are tell it on to the others.
Right. So it's missing the lay more. which is to say this over to others. And it starts with a Vayomer instead of Vayedaber.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, that's, one imagines that would mean something. Every single paragraph is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. This one is Vayomer Hashem Moshe.
Oh, there you have it, to say it to others. Okay.
Right, yeah, with that's more. Where they lay more, to say it over.
Okay, it's an oddity.
It's an oddity, okay? It's hello, Devar. Somebody should be said, and I'm looking around, and there are two other places where it says Vayomer Hashem instead of Vayedaber Hashem, but still has a lay more on those two places. One of them is in this week's Parsha, Tugba Shabbos. Vayomer Hashem Moshe lay more, Vayedaber ben Israel, Achse Shabtatai Tishmoru. Mitzvah Shabbos says Vayomer Lemor. And then Parsha Tzitzit in Shema. We say this every day. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor. Again, not Vayedaber, but Vayomer. I don't know why. Yay! Welcome back.
Ooh.
Came in. Mira was in charge of the high school play production, and she was awesome.
Oh!
And they just came back from their cast party.
Oh,
it was really fun.
Great. Wow.
Yeah, I never get to see these because these are all, you know, women only productions.
Ugh, Danny, I hate that. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Hey, whatever, Mike, we're all very from.
Can you see the video of it or you can't even do that?
Not legally.
Uh-huh. Are there any black market tapes?
Black market ones, the little DVD says for women only on the front, and my kids would be bothered if I saw it, so I won't.
All right.
I won't even listen to the music CD. I will certainly respect their wishes. Okay. So we're going to, so the only, and nobody talks about this. Hi, Davina. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
We're talking about the guitarist. Hi, we're talking about the Ketoret in this week's
Parsha. I figured. I read the title. But
oh, okay. Intense and insensibility, yes. So, but the thing is, the problem is that the paragraph starts with Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Instead of Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. It starts out wrong. That's basically where we are. Okay, and as the Midrash Lechak tells, the only source I saw that even touches this. I thought this was interesting, and nobody says anything about it. And there it just says that, well, it wasn't a separate by the bear because it wasn't a separate statement. It was part of the previous paragraph, which is talking about the Shemen Mishra, the anointing oil, because that was also spices. And this is where the Medrash Lech Latos says it, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Pitumak Torah, the making of the incense, Yeshba Amira. It just says Amira, because it comes from basically the continuation of the previous paragraph. It's not a separate dibur. Previous one is by Daber Hashem Moshe Lemor, like it's supposed to. And Atakaka Bisamim Rosh, you'll take these fine spices and you'll make, you know, more drawer, myrrh, and cinnamon, and kina, some kind of reed, and kida, etc. And so that this, the Ketoret is simply by Yomer Hashem Moshe, meaning Hashem continued saying to Moshe.
That works.
It works. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it because, right? I said that. I don't like that.
No.
Well, A, because it doesn't let me say anything interesting. And B, because there are lots of continuing paragraphs. They don't have any introductory sentence in all. You know, the whole parsha of the Mishkan is one paragraph or another with one Vayedaber. It's all, if we're saying this is all part of one dibur, that some tells Moshe here, here's the list. Done, then don't say by Yomer, it's by Deber Hashem beginning and then continue on. What's it there? So I have an answer. You're going to take it or leave it, but you're stuck listening to me. My way of looking at this, what is this about the Ketoret that's different, that's by Yomer, and doesn't have a lay more to say to others? And my answer starts with another problem I've had, which is actually Parshat Achremot, not for a while now. Achremot starts as talking about Yom Kippur, verse 6. By the Hashem Moshe, Acharei Moshe named Aaron, and Hashem talked to Moshe after the death of Aaron's sons, you know, after they inaugurate the Mishkan, and then they bring in Esh Zara, and they're killed. But Karatam B'nei Hashem by Amuti, when they came too close to God and died. And what does he say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Got a Yomer there as Vayaber. Hashem says, Moshe, Vayaber el Aron Achicha, you should go tell Aaron your brother, Va'al Yabo B'chol Eit El HaKodesh. And he cannot come at all times into the holy place, the Beit LaParocha, inside the Parocha, inside the curtain that covers the, that separates the Aron, El Pnei HaKaporet, to come in front of the Kaporet, Asher Al Aron, that's on top of the Aron, that's where the Shekhinah is, the Lo Yamut, so he did not die, Ki Be'anan, because in the cloud, Era El HaKaporet, I will appear on the Kaporet, on the cover of the Aron. And Rashi says, what's the Anan? Ki Be'anan. Rashi says, Ki Tamid Ani Ner Esham Im Amud Anani. Because Hashem is saying, I will appear with the Anan, the Anan HaKavod. The Shekhinah is there. Lefisha Galui Shekhinah Tisham, that's the place, the Gilui Shekhinah, Yizhar Shelo Yar Gil Lavo. It shouldn't routinely come in there. It's too high, it's too dangerous. You know, that's what happened to Aaron's son. They were too familiar with the Shekhinah. Then the Anan there is Anan HaKavod. Zeh Pshuto. It says that's Pshat. We read this pasuk straight that the Anan is Kvar Hashem, which is present amid always, and therefore no human being can go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. You can't go in. And that's what we see this week's parsha. Hashem, Moshe says, Vayomer Hareina Kvodecha, let me see your kavod, and Hashem says, Vayomer Lotucha Lerod Panai, you cannot see me. No human being can see me and live. So too Aaron can't go in. And we'll see that when they finally build the Mishkan. Moshe, no one can go inside. Moshe initially could not go into El Moed, because the Anan was there. The glory of God filled the Mishkan. The Rashi says, that's Shat. In that pasuk by Yom Kippur, or by the introduction to Yom Kippur, and then Rashi continues, "Kib anana rex, I will appear in the cloud." What's the cloud? Midrash show the midrash on that is lo yavo ki im anana ketoret. The ki means except for. The Aaron cannot come in ki anan era ketoret, only with the anan, the cloud of the ketoret, a cloud of burning incense, Yom Kippurim. But the Anan is not the Anan Kavod. The Anan is the Anan formed by burning Ketoret, and Ki means except for. But he cannot come in except with the cloud of Ketoret.
You know, it works with the Chol 8 also. Like, you can come whenever you want, but you can come.
Right. So it works either way, but my problem is it seems to mix up Dot and Drash here.
I'm reading the Anan and the Anan. And,
right. And, okay, the question is what the Anan is. And if you ask me what the Pshat Anan is, it's the Anan of Ketoret. That's what the whole paragraph is, that he can come in with a cloud of Ketoret. And that right. Anan, you know, that Drash is more mystical, woo-woo, the Anan of Kavod. The Rashi tell me that I've got that backwards. That's what I'm trying to understand here.
But Anan and Kavod are not... Midrash, I mean, that is a sharp thing. It's not necessarily in this paragraph, but
right.
But I think that is exactly what Rashi's saying, is that we haven't mentioned the Torah at all so far. So if I'm reading this as pshat, just reading the text as it goes, then the pasuk says lo yavo b'chol et alakosh iba anan erel kapora is telling us something. Just like Aaron's sons died, you can't come into the Aaron, because the Shekhinah is too dangerous, because the Anan is always there, because the Kavod is always there. Moshe can't go in because the Anan is there. So that's exactly, David, I think that's exactly Rashi's point, is that if I'm just reading this text without knowing sort of the halakha behind it, which is that he can go in with the Ketoret, then you're right. Pshat is, it's Anan Kavod. Even though that's maybe a more mystical thing, it's still within the sense of the text. And you know, so that the answer is, you cannot experience the Anan of the Shekhinah. It's too dangerous, ever.
Ethan,
Yom Kippur. Nah. So that it's a text in the pshat. I keep reading it, and it says there's an exception. Reading it there, it says, don't ever come in. However, you know, Pasuk Yud Bet, you know, 12 psukim later, the Kohen should take a fire pan with cold mail on his back from the altar, Lifnei Hashem, from before God, and a handful of ketoret. Has to take a handful of ketoret, samim daka of finely ground drugs, and he brings that inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, behind the parochah. And then he puts the ketoret on the fire. And then the anana ketoret, here it's in the pshat, anana ketoret, cloud of incense. 13 psukim later, that's where I say the exception. So, all right, and then he doesn't die. That in that first pasuk is you can't do it across the anan of the anan there, and yes, there's an exception. The drush is to say no. Part of the original pasuk, part of the halacha there, is to say no. The anan ketoret is in there. And we've talked about Rav Kupperman and that model for what the purpose of pshat. You know, we argue that there's the drush, which you say is the real halacha, and wants in the pshat, which Rav Kupperman would put it is what he would call the ideal halacha. The idea behind the halacha. The ayin takat ayin, for instance. That no, we don't actually cut somebody's eye out if they hurt somebody's eye, but that's the way you should be thinking about it. That's what should happen if things were perfect. The idea that the world, that Hashem originally, Allah b'machshava, thought about the idea of freeing the world with midat adin, but that wouldn't work. So Hashem is, as it says, hikdin midat rachamim v'shatva l'midat adin. Took the midat rachamim and added it to that. But the pshat still represents that midat, sort of that midat hadin. What the halach would be if we were perfect philosophy robots. But we're not philosophy robots, and we know that because we can identify crosswalks and traffic lights, right?
I had one the other day that was a refrigerator.
Really?
And there were like icons in front of it. And it was really hard. It was a new thing.
So are you not a robot?
I passed the test. What's it called? What's the AI test?
The CAPTCHA, the Turing test.
No. Right. I mean like what's the AI test to know if you're communicating with AI or human being? What's it called?
Oh, the Turing test. Turing. The Alan Turing.
Yeah.
CAPTCHA stands for a computerized Turing test, basically.
Yeah. So I passed the Turing test.
Anyway, so if we were perfect philosophy robots, then we would have a halacha of midat hadin level, and that in midat hadin world, imperfect humans can never experience the infinite divine. Okay, that kiba anan kaporet, that would be the truth.
So in a perfect world, then we would never be able to bring the ketoret.
That's the implication of that first pasuk. If Raji says this is pshat, saying that perfect world is the wrong answer there, because I'm not saying the world now is imperfect, but a world that was ruled chillfully by Din, where human beings never made a mistake. We always thought the right things, did the right things, and didn't have any free will, any option of doing things wrong.
But that's then confusing then. Because then if that were the case, then I thought the first answer is that we can never go. And then the second answer is ki'im. So if it's Din and we were perfect, then why wouldn't we be able to go?
No, not so much that if we were perfect. If the world had been created with in midat hadin, then we would never be able to, because we'd never be able to even exist. You're right. That's what Shem says, is that the world we could not exist in a world ruled by midat hadin. We need the rachamim there. And so the drash is telling us that we can approach the Anan Kavod Hashem if we bring in the Anan HaKatoret. We bring, you know, Hashem's Anan here, and we bring in the human being brings their own Anan in there, and now we can survive the encounter. Encounter with divine. Okay, you need to come in with our own Anan HaKatoret. And that's what I'm going to talk about. And that explains something else about last week's parsha. Remember last week's parsha, Parsha Tzavet. Truma is all the furniture and the building of the Mishkan. Tzavet is all the big day kahuna, the inauguration of the Kohanim, and at the very end of the parsha, it goes back and tells us about the Mizbech Ketoret, the altar where the Ketoret was offered. It's not where it belongs, back in Parsha Truma. It's then at the end. And the Ramban, and this is mostly from Rabbi Leibtag's essay here, says that's because the Mizbech Ketoret, offering Ketoret, isn't really part of the Avodah. There to protect us when we in the sense of human beings do the Avodah. The Ramban puts it. Vasita Mizbeach Miktak HaTorah. Notice that's in the beginning of Perek Lamed. The name is Mizbeach HaTorah. It's Minakelim HaPinimim Haya. This altar for the incense was one of the inside vessels, items, right? With the menorah next to the Shulchan for the Parochet. Roy says, Kireno im Ashulchan menorah, Shumunach imahem. It should have been mentioned way back in Parsha Truma. About Tama Tirokan, Akar Mishkan, Bakol Kelam, Bakabono, but it's rented here. After the Mishkan, after the Olay Kelam, after all the inauguration in Kabono, Bavur Shamar B'tashul Makol, because it says the end of building the Mishkan, Kerk Chavtet, it says, Adi Shamoth Ben Yisrael, Vikdash B'Fodi, I will appear before Ben Yisrael, I will be sanctified in my Kavod, my manifestation in the world, and I will dwell. That's the end of the building of the Mishkan. And then it says, Paraglamid, Amar ki od yichayev lahem shiyasu mizbech miktah ketoret, lakilach for Hashem. You'll need a mizbech here as well for the ketoret. Shedu chvodi, you should be realize that my kavod is here, k'lo yisah pishechem, and that kavod will not bear your iniquity. We cannot handle any of your imperfections. You need to be careful. The Rabbi Leibtag summarizes it. The Ketoret creates an anan, which acts as a buffer to protect the Kohen when he enters the Kodesh. That's what the Mizbech Ketoret is there to protect us. So why? What is it, the Ketoret, that allows human beings to come into the Kodesh Kodeshim?
Well, I mean, I'm enjoying this whole two anans. They're really two important anans, right?
Yeah.
I never think of it. So the Ketoret is not for the Reach, it's for the Anan.
Yes.
Huh.
That's exactly right. Huh.
So the Anani HaKavod, that was always there, and the Ketoret was only there when?
So I think I would separate the Anani HaKavod means a couple of different things. There are seven. There was the, you know, surrounding the whole camp. There was the pillar of cloud and fire before them. And there was the kavod in the Mishkan itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we're talking about within the, you know, the sort of on, you know, the sense of the Shekhinah that's in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's what the Kohen Gadol could only go in with the Anan of the Ketoret. Now, the Ketoret was offered twice a day. In the main part of the Mishkan. It's only once a year that the Kohen Gadol went inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim.
It was brought in.
Right. As I said, you brought your fire pan, your handful of incense, and you put it on there, and smoke comes out. So that goes back into what the Ketoret symbolizes, which is community, Achdut of Yisrael. We know community. The famous statement about the... Yeah. Hmm. Right, it's all these bunch of different ingredients that all have to come together. And specifically,
nice.
The chelbana, everyone knows about the chelbana, right? The galbanum. Osem sherecho ra. Rashi quoting the Gemara. That's this specific spice smelled bad. Torah lo galbana, and in Latin word was galbana. Umenacha tu ben tamanei ketoret, and the Torah says, you need to include this among the other ingredients of the Ketoret. Lamdena teach us shelo yikal be'enenu, that you shouldn't take it lightly. With saret imanu b'agadot tarotenu tefilotenu, that we're gathering together fast days for davening at Poshe Yisrael, that sinners need to be part of that community. that we have the Levana Zakah, the pure Levana. We have the Galbana, which is not so good, but it works together. That's what the Torah symbolizes, that we're all working together.
I never hear that.
You've never heard that?
I never heard that. You knew that, Davida, the Galbana?
Yeah, I think that's like one of the only things I learned about the Ketoret.
Yeah, this is but, big. Okay, if you learn
this
anything,
is big.
This is the point of Ketoret. This is big. Okay, and it says about this. It's an amazing interpretation of Yitzchak's reaction to Yaakov. Right? So Yitzchak is giving a bracha to his son. Now you got to get your head back to...
can you reorient us?
Okay. Right. We're going back in time. Yitzchak's an old man. He's blind. He said he loves Esav. He wants to give a bracha to Esav. He knows Esav isn't from a yid with a big black hat and a long beard. He's a hunter. So he sends his Esav out and go hunt for me. That's your mitzvah for me. And I'm going to give you a bracha. And Rachel sees that and says, no, I don't want Esav getting any bracha at all. Tells Yaakov, you got to disguise yourself like Esav and come steal the bracha. That sounds familiar, right? You remember that part?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. Okay, and then he says, Vayigash and Yaakov disguises Esav, comes, Vayishak lo, and kisses him. Vayarech reach begadav, Vayvarcheyu. And Yitzchak smells his clothes, Esav's clothes on him, smells his clothes and blesses him. Vayomer, and Yitzchak says, Re'erech b'ni, look, the smell of my son, Kareach sadeh, like the scent of a field, Asher Baruch Hashem, that was blessed by God. And the Tziv says, what's the Reach sadeh, the scent of the field? The answer is, sadeh is where Yitzchak prays. We've seen that before. That's where his service of Hashem was out in the field. So this is the Tziv, the Herchav Davar. That's his long philosophical essays on Torah.
Who is that?
The Nitziv.
Oh, the Nitziv Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So his parish on Chumash is called the Emek Davar, the depth of the matter. And then he has a couple of essays intertwined with that he called the Herchav Davar, the broad matter.
But that's not in the Sefer, right? That's a different one.
No, it's usually in the small print underneath it. If he's got a Herchav Davar, it's in a very tiny.
I don't think we have.
Okay, so this is the Hechaz Davar. The Shubha Sanhedrin. Okay, first quoting the Gemara Sanhedrin that says, there's a drasha, very midrashic idea, that Reach Bogadav, the smell of his clothing, read it as Reach Bogadav, the smell of those who betray, those who rebel. Okay? We're connecting it back to the Chalbana, and you have to get the push and put it. But Karaba said, meaning of this, that the point of these brachot that Yitzchak wants to give Esav, he's going to do this mitzvah, kibud av v'em, feeding his father, because he wants to. He doesn't have any sense of shame shamayim, doing it for God's sake. He's a good person. And he recognizes Esav is a fine, well-meaning person. That's why Yitzchak says that Esav deserves the bracha. He's doing gemilu chasadim. And now going back to the Shemot Perak Lamed, which is the Mizbach HaKetoret, Mizba'er, as he was saying, we explained, the Ketoret Shel Beit HaMikdash, that the idea of the Ketoret, the point is to remind God that we do gemilah chasadim with each other. That's our anan bringing it into the kosh kereshim.
Like we're making ourselves smell like Esau?
You mean Yitzchak?
We're making ourselves. We are making ourselves smell like gemilah chasadim.
But it's this Reach
Hasadeh,
right? That's what he's saying?
We haven't gotten to the Reach Hasadeh per se yet.
Okay.
We're just saying that the Ketoret symbolizes the Gemilut Hasadim for each other, right? That we are part of our community, we help each other, right? This is the mitzvah Adam ben Adam lo Chaveiro. That's what
this is connecting, though, to the Reach from from Esav.
Okay, yeah, right? We haven't gotten that.
He just mentioned
the Beit HaMikdash, Mechuna B'Shem Sadeh B'Fiv Shal Yitzhak. We know the Beit HaMikdash, the place of davening, was called the Sadeh. In Ken Kachem Shachatuv, that's what it means, Vayarech at Reach B'Gadav, smelled the smell of the clothing, Ra'ah B'Ruach HaKodesh, Gudulat Gumer Chassadim Shal Bogdav. Yitzhak was smelling the smell of Bogdav, of the Gumer Chassadim done by those who aren't serving Hashem. But they're still doing Gemul Chassadim. That's the Bogdav, those who betray. And that's got value. Right? Shenase lo shem shanim shemayim. Yechi perusho, that's way to understand it. A reach Gemul Chassadim. What Yitzchak was experiencing was Esav as doing the Gemul Chassadim to dat anoshi. Out of logical reasons, he figured out human reasoning. So he says, look at the smell of my son. I smell his mitzvot and his mur chasadim. And his Omar betart fila lakash brochen. That re'ei re'ach b'ni. Look at this. See this smell. It's telling us to God. It's fila.
Hashem, not to himself.
Right? Hashem.
Yeah.
What?
He's not saying
please,
it to himself.
Look at my son.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Where is that in the pasuk?
That's what he's saying. May God, can you please look at this smell of my son, just like the smell of the sadeh, which I am davening, and I'm very from, and this is to God here. But please consider that reach, that those mitzvot of gemul chasadim is the same way.
So it's kereach, like it's
shaveh. Consider that a full mitzvah, O Hashem. Yesh lo haskara l'tova, al pi ketoret shel Beit HaMikdash. May that be just like the ketoret in Beit HaMikdash. That's the smell of Esav. Ach shefa gmul chasadim shel begadav v'atzmam, yu haskara l'tova bracha. So too, the thing. It's just like that the smell of Esav was like the smell of the ketoret. In that it symbolized that even without being Shem Shemayim. Ubishvil zeh, yitein lecha, he gave the bracha up there. So, that's the ketoret.
Mm.
The smell of the ketoret, and that's what he says, that's the anan of the ketoret as well. So we bring that in to say to Shem, here, we are doing the mitzvah of gemul chasadim.
But it's specifically lo l'shem shemayim?
Right.
Esau was not Shem Shemayim. Yitzchak's tefillah was that Hashem should consider it just as good as if it was done with Shem Shemayim.
Wait, so which came Alice first? The smell of Esau? Because I'm putting Ketoret as coming after Esau. So if it smells like Esau, yeah, it means it's comparing it. But you're saying that the Ketoret really comes first and Esau smelled like the... Okay, can you help me?
This is very
When I guess Yitzchak is, you know, Yitzchak already knows about the Beit HaMikdash, and he knows.
Yeah, or just, and not necessarily literally, but leaving as taking that as symbolism there. Okay, that there is this idea of we have to do mitzvot l'shem shemayim. That's good. That's the reach ketoret, that we are serving each other and serving Hashem at the same time.
Look, it's not bad to do gemilat chasadim. Okay. Forget the motive.
Right.
If you're doing gemilat chasadim, that's good.
Right. That's the point of what the nativ is saying here, is that he's doing it with dat enoshi. Esav is doing it for his own reason. It's still good, and still deserves a bracha for that. That's exactly what Yitzchak is saying, and that the smell here is symbolic of that. It's just, it reminds him of what would become the smell of the ketoret.
Would become, yeah. Danny, what's the pshat of Vayomer? When is the pshat that he says it to God? that Yitzchak says to God, Re'ech
Vayomer?
Yeah, what's the pshat? Like,
how would you read it? I don't know. I mean, it has to be, he's saying it maybe to himself, announcing it to the audience. He doesn't have an audience, right? What does it mean?
Right.
Surely if I was reading just straight, I would say it's the same to himself. You know, it's like, look at my wonderful son coming in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I would have read
okay. But it works. He says to God, look,
but
God,
I like this
look at my son.
That's what this is. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not the son he's thinking it is, and it's not acting so good, but that's it, right. It all falls apart, but Yitzchak thinks he has this under control. But
also, the word Reach, the word Reach evokes the Reach of the Ketoret, just the word Reach.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. That's what we're seeing here is Reach here.
It's very strong. Right.
And the other side of that is that sense of community of that's got to be not, it can't just be one person. We have to be in this together, which I think what Gemilah Chassidim really means is the only way we can get the Torah. That's the connection to the Kapora. That you can't have an encounter with Hashem one-on-one. It's got to be community with Hashem. And this is from a fascinating article by Itamar Eldar, who's a teacher at the Gush, I think. He's in a lot of Kabbalistic, pretty deep Kabbalistic stuff. I've seen some of his YouTube videos. And the question is, Hashela Zoeket. The question that calls out to us is, Madu Yatzarich Kosh Baruch Hu Hamtin Esrim B'Shisha Derot. Why did Hashem have to wait to give the Torah for Bnei Yisrael to come out of Egypt? Lo Tira Ta'olam Lo Ora Shal Torah Zeman Rab Kol Kach. Why did wait that long? Why doesn't Hashem give the Torah to Avram? I mean, Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? Why not?
Well, you need a nation, no? You need people.
Ah, thank you.
Oh,
that's the answer. Right? That's the whole Torah. You need a Torah to get the Torah. You can't give it to one person. I don't care how brilliant. That the answer is based on the idea that Torah Hashem he netzach inukshuro zman. Torah is eternal. Inukshuro zman makom esafai. It's not one particular time, not one place, one particular language. Archim ha-megula mimba. The values that are embodied in it. Mishkafim et ha-met elokit. Vision, I guess.
I think mishkafim is like reflect.
Reflect. Okay, I like that. That works.
I think.
Reflects the divine truth. I'll call it Rivadeha Umarkaveha with all its layers and its Havim is the ingredients and all its parts. Emet Elokit is infinite. Therefore, it needed to be given to a nation, not to an individual. Gedolim Kachol Shayu. No matter how great an individual is, an individual cannot receive the Torah. No human mind can accept it, right? Shmi Hashem lo dati lahem. Hashem didn't give him his true name. Yiluyav ha-malesh l'kosh baruch hu bo'olam, the true revelation of Hashem of the world, eno yachol le'asot lo ha-Torah. He couldn't be without the Torah. She'erak he mishkefet. Mashkefet?
Shiraki
Mashkefet. Yeah. Mashkefet. Sam Havaya Hatsmuti, Bakalel Kol, that Torah that reflects Sam Havaya, the true name of God, the nature of God. The Torah any Yacholi Pe'im Ba'olam, Im Enet Yisrael, and Torah cannot be given without Yisrael, without the nation as a whole. Shabtachnam Bakalelut Yacholim La'achila Ota, that as a whole they can accept it. Knesset Yisrael, he kalid kibul na'el a Torah. That's what Knesset Yisrael, in the sense of community, is what accepts the Torah.
Also, like so many of the, like so much of what's in the Torah is communal based. I mean, the whole idea of like the Avodah and the Mishkan, and like it's not. We're not like a super individualistic religion. Meaning there are individual things,
but it's the idea that Torah is Beit Adam L'Chaverot. And that is what the Ketoret allows. Because it's only when the Kohen Gadol says, I am part of a community. Mulech HaSadim, one with the other. Part of that is the Chelbanah, the Peshoshim are part of that as well. We exclude no one. Then the Kohen Gadol can come in and encounter these. The Anana Ketoret is Beth Yisrael, the Anana Kavod is Hashem, and that's what can meet. An individual, a single human being, can't do that. We need those two Anans. So, let's get back to the question. What's the difference between Vayomer and Vayedaber?
Ah, great.
Okay, sorry that. And that, where the Gur Aryeh puts it, the Vayedaber Elav Elkim Moshe Vayomer Elav, the difference between Vayedaber and Vayomer, Dibur, Kol Dibur and Nikra Dibur, if you use the language Dibur, Zev Kashe. Vadavar Namar Nikra Amira, Hura, Vura. The Dibur is harsher, Amira is the softer. And that's consistent to the Torah.
Hmm.
Okay. Laying down the line, the Midat Hadin is with Dibur. The Midat Rachamim, comments made with Midat Rachamim are said with Vayomer. And that's a comment that comes up consistently in the Torah there. So the Torah is a manifestation of that Midat Rachamim. Hashem allows us to be part of that. And the other side of that, there's no lay more after the Ketoret. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, not lay more. And that the reason for that is that there isn't a halacha, the halacha isn't written down here. That's an interesting thing about the Ketoret.
Wait, like lay more means like whatever I'm saying, this is exactly what you need to say, kind of?
Right.
Versus right. No lay more is like, this is the idea?
But it's much fuzzier. Right? Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor means this is the law, this is what you're going to tell them. The halacha of the Ketoret are not given by the Torah. The Ramban points that out.
That what do you mean?
For what it says, let's go scroll all the way back here, right? It's Kachasamim, take for you these Samim of Natav Shechel Chabana and Samim. In other words, it gives you a list of five ingredients and samim, and then make it maser rokeach, the way the rokeach makes it.
So this is not a mitzvah? This is, what is this?
It is a mitzvah, but Hashem's not telling you how to do it. That's what it is. Look at the, give me a second to quote the Ramban here. Yes, it's law, and it's a weird thing. Why doesn't Torah list all the ingredients? These ones you have to have in it, plus samim, take to you these spices, Natash Shechel Bechalbana, and Samim Rabin, Ulvorozaka, and the frankincense. So Hikpir Klal, the Torah doesn't care. It doesn't tell you, Rak al Ela Hamufor Hashem, just these are the ones you need. Viyatavashi, Basem Otam, Besamim Acherim, and you should add whatever spices are appropriate, Al Derecha Rokhim, the way incense makers make them.
Oh.
Whatever works well for you. That's optional.
Meaning like there are ingredients that have to be in it. And other than that, you can.
You figure out what works. So here in the Medra and the Shir Shirim Rabbit says that explicitly. The Chachamim looked blomatu yafim l'ketoret, and they didn't find anything that was good for the Ketoret. Ela yud alef simanim elu bilvad, but except for these 11 that are in the, you know, when we say the Pitim HaKetoret gets a list of 11 ingredients. Five of them in the Torah. The other six, that's Badku Chachamim. Okay, so Hashem is saying, you make the Ketoret, you offer it, include these ingredients, and you have to include the Chalbanah, which symbolizes the Poshim, and the Levonah, which is the Tzadigim, and everyone together. The details are up to you. And the reason why, and this is still from the Nativ, Because it symbolizes the Gemul Chasadim. Hashem doesn't tell you how to do Gemul Chasadim. That's very clear. This is the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Mitzvot Asei Shel Divreihem. The mitzvot of Gemul Chasadim are rabbinic. The Vaker Cholim, Lachem Nevi'im, Visit the Sick, Comfort the Mourners, Locate the Maid, Deal with Burial, Lachnis Kalah, celebrate with bride, Lavot Ochim, to have guests, Lasok with Torche Kvura, deal with burial. Elohim Gmur Chasadim to follow. This is what we call Gmur Chasadim, doing things for acting merciful to other people in the Gufo, in acts, as opposed to Tzedaka just writing a check. Doing things for other people to Elohim Shiur, there's no amount.
Well, you know what I just noticed? It's like doing things to other people on their deathbed and after. It's not so
that's
much
part of it. Well,
Hachnasat Kala, right.
Having guests too. Hopefully, your guests survive coming to your house, right?
Oh, where's Hachnasat?
First, they're gonna okay.
Oh, Lavot Orchim. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
The company there from the right.
Wait, so these, what it says, like, meaning like there's no halacha associated with it. There's not like, I'm going to tell you right. exactly how to do it. It means like, you know, you do what's appropriate or do what's
right. I mean,
right.
That's my point. There isn't. Right? And so it's relevant to your point, Phyllis, that these are all in Hilchot Evel, which is why these are, it does deal with a lot of death over here. And why Rambam has this secret detail in that section of the Mishnah Torah is a good question. That is his old cheer. But
can I add one little Rav Cooperman thing before?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard this from Rav Cooperman. It's definitely like his style of humor, but I might be misquoting it. So I apologize if it wasn't him, but I think it was him. Because like, you know, in the Mishnah where it's like the Elohim Shior, Elohim Shior, Elohim Shior, and one of them is right. like Hakeyah, the Abi Purim. So he always right. made a joke that like the Peah was Elohim Shior, because like people spend a lot of money on it. Because a peah in Hebrew was a wig.
Like
oh. No, I did not know that. I think that is really long. Okay.
No. So he always made that joke.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Rav Cooperman.
Wait, I want to go back for a minute. We're not given all the 11 ingredients in the Torah. We're just given 5?
Right. Right.
5.
Right.
And samim.
And sum in, as
and do it the way the Rokeach does it. Okay.
Right. 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 Again, it's human. And I'm saying that's connected to the nature of Gemilah Chasadim. It says, Apal pi shekol mitzvot el midivrahem. Even all these mitzvot are rabbinic. No, even the list of Bikur Kolm, even though it is that is the kind of Gemilah Chasadim, that's rabbinic. Harayim b'chulal v'hadil reyach ha-kamocha. The mitzvah, the Torah mitzvah is how you do that is up to human beings to decide. And this is an attiv. Continue on that same theme. Bine, kamo mitzvot shebet adam l'shamayim, that just like the mitzvot with Hashem, the ritual mitzvot, mugbalim al pi Torah v'chugateha, have very specific rules and very specific laws, and you will do this and you will not do this. The zman, and the time, the open, and how you do it, open amaseh, kach, so to the sacrifices on the regular mizbeach, ugbal kol karban kaman. So every carbon has its rules. Ukmo gemilut chasadim ein lo shiur. The gemilut chasadim has no amounts, gvul, and no limits. Hakatorot ein lo shiur kamalak tier doesn't have limits, doesn't have amounts. Hashem says, do it twice a day. Chachamim hayush not no shiur pras shachris pras ben arbayim. The chachamim said, no, you can give this. You know, they're going to burn this much and this much. That's all Yerich HaChemim. That's a muvar hatam she moved all in a mizbech ha-pnimi mishar kelim shebechal, and that's why the mizbech ketor is separate, because it's a separate idea here. This is separate. This symbolizes the Ben Adam L'chavei Rel mitzvot. But Hashem is telling us, if you want to encounter me, then you need to first commit a you need to create a community first. But I won't tell you how. You have to figure that out for yourself. Them doesn't tell us how to create a community. Doesn't tell us what the will of the dream is.
He gives us a few ingredients. Like,
right. It's got
like a recipe. It really is like a recipe. If you tell someone, oh, I love this dish, how do you make it? And they said, well, here are some of the ingredients. Go figure out the rest.
Right. And you figure out the rest. That's what I'm telling you. Here's a mitzvah. And it's critical. You cannot come into the course correction without it. But I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
I think the reason here, and here we're going to get to a fascinating book. We're going to get to Emmanuel Levinas, because he was a French Jewish philosopher in the 20th century. I just got one of his books.
Did you quote him before?
The reason is, I quoted him before.
Okay.
Well, I quoted Zora Atkins, who quoted him. His ethics was the ethics of the other. Treating other people as having existence in their own that you cannot understand. You are complete to yourself. You cannot say, okay, I know everything about you. I understand you. That other people are an infinity, not a totality. That's Levinas. But that's probably the idea of mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. If you want to do a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, you can't look at the Shulchan Aruch. You have to look at your chaver. You're looking at gemil chasadim as fulfilling a mitzvah, then the other human being is simply a hechsher mitzvah. It's a tool for fulfilling the mitzvah. You can't look at another human being that way. They have to be an end to themselves. But specifying as halacha pulls the whole point of gemil chasadim away. And this is Levinas's point, looking at the halacha of Yom Kippur. Mishnah says, "Avreiro shebadam in adam l'makom yom kippur mechaper." Sin, can you and God, you can ask forgiveness on Yom Kippur. "Avreiro shebadam mechaperro en yom kippur mechaper ad sheyaratzet chaveiro." We know that halacha, Yom Kippur doesn't affect any forgiveness. You have to ask forgiveness from the person you offended. The Gemara discussing this, as a question brought up, Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chelbo. Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Yosef Bechelbo asked Rabbi Avahu, wait a minute, Aver Shabbat Adam Machabero Ein Yom HaKippurim Machaper, whom Yom Kippur doesn't serve, HaKativ, and he quotes now from Eli, beginning of Shmuel. So remember the story of Eli? He was the Kohen Gadol in Mishkan. His sons were abusing their position, taking the Karbona early, basically destroying the whole image of the Kohanim as being Gemul Chasadim, and he complains to them, you can't do this. And part of Eli's point is Im Yechate Ish L'Ish, if a person sins, one person gets another, Pilo Elokim, Hashem will judge them, and Hashem can have effect forgiveness. But if you sin against God, no one can forgive you. So Eli's approach was, as the Kohen Gadol, that all you have to do, if you sin against another person, all you have to do is pray to God and you'll get forgiven. It sounds like you don't need to worry about what the other person thinks. That's only was Eli's point, and that's one of the reasons that Mishkan is promptly destroyed, because Eli is wrong. But Yosef Bechelbo is bringing this up. How do I understand Eli? And this question of, okay, if a person sins to another one, then it's just God who has to judge. And the Gemara answers that Gemara, if you want to read it this way. I want to take that quote. I said, Im yechate ish l'ish upilolo, that if one person sins against another one, then that person needs to judge. Rashi says, pilo dikra lashon piusu, that this pilo here, not doesn't mean judgment, but it means appeasing. And then Elohim yilchot b'mchol lo. Then God will forgive him. Rashi says, im yachte ish le'ish u'pilo l'chaveiro. So one person sins, and then that person, the victim, forgives them, then Elohim yilchot lo. So Rabbi Chelbo is quoting Eli here. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chelbo is quoting Eli.
He's quoting him as support against the Mishnah?
Right.
But that's not right.
I think Levinas is reading Yosef Chelbo as supporting this idea. I don't think that Gemara really goes with that. I wouldn't necessarily read that there. But he's going to quote as Rabbi Yosef Chelbo as being the one who is saying this idea, that it's just up to God. It doesn't matter what people think. So this was Levinas's we gave an annual Gemara shiur, basically, in the
1970s. An annual shiur?
Well, I got 9 of them. Yeah, it was some kind of annual French Jewish conference.
Oh.
He spoke at. And he always starts his thing by, I don't know anything about the Gemara, so I apologize, but I'll try to talk anyway. but this is what he says about this. Rabbi Yosef Bar Helba thus opposes the thesis of Mishnah that you have to ask for forgiveness from the person, but a thesis that will seduce many a modern person. The doctrine which wants to be severe toward the subjective individual, toward a little private happening, severe in the sense of being very negative towards that don't matter, I don't pay attention to them, and which exalts the exclusive value of the universal, awakens an echo in our soul, that we like this idea, which is enamored of greatness. The tears and laughter of mortals do not count for much. What matters is the order of things in the absolute. Yosef Bar Helba is skeptical regarding the individual. He believes in the universal, and individual against individual has no importance at all. When a principle is undermined, there you have catastrophe. And again, I think that is what Rav Yosef Bar Helba is saying, but I think he's quoting Eli here. This is the Eli HaKohen model, understanding the Chatai Ish Le'ish. And then what matters is how that deals with God. The text of Gemara rises against this. No, the offended individual must be always be appeased, approaching the filled individually. God's forgiveness cannot be given if the individual has not been honored. That's what Gemilah Chassidim has to be looking at the individual. It's not as a religious obligation, because if it is just a religious obligation, then you're missing the point. And then you can't make the Ketoret. That's not Ketoret. That's not something you can go to God Hashem with.
I need to leave. I'm sorry. I had the 1 hour. I'll read the rest. But boy,
yeah,
I got big ideas. Oh, here we are. Quick.
Okay,
go on.
That's just okay. So basically, the Emek Davar basically goes back to Eli and says that the Mishkan should have been full of Ketoret, and then when Eli loses that sense of Ketoret, then it's destroyed. And conclude with, if we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to see each other. And that's what we talk, because that's what the Anan HaKetoret that we're bringing into the Kodesh Kodeshim is all about.
And it's interesting. It protects us, but it also allows us, to approach
those
God.
Kind of the same thing. Right. It's that if we try to approach God without it,
yeah.
We will die. Right? And anyone who tries to make their own Ketoret, they get cut up. They come with a strange Aishara. They bring their own Ketoret in there. They are destroyed. You can't make your own Ketoret. It's got to be the community as a whole.
Okay.
And Hashem's not going to tell you how to do it, because you have to actually look at your community to figure out how to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, the rabbis step in and they tell us exactly how to do it. They don't leave it open. Well, they do. All right. Thank you so much. And wish you all a day of Gemilut Chasadim. Let's go out there and do it. Okay. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Have a good time.
Bye. Shabbat Shalom, my fellows. Good to see you. Okay. Thank you, Abba.
Okay. You want to look at the same cover here?
Yeah, can we read that one? Because I feel like I have to wrap my head around it.
Okay.
I like sources that are hard.
So Ketoret hi ha'malat zichrona b'yichud. The Ketoret is that which brings the idea of the zichron, the literally the memory of Gemilut Chasadim specifically before Hashem. Rabbi Ketoret is saying, look, Hashem, we are doing Gemilut Chasadim to each other. He said, Raya Azul Hibiyuma, and we can show that from the Gemara in Yoma, from a quote here. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Sachli Zaken Echad. A old man told me once, Tanachar Halach, the little time I went to Shiloh, Barachti Reach Ketoret, Mibin Kotzleha, and I could smell the Ketoret still coming out from the ruins of the Mishkan in Shiloh.
But this is This is the time of Chazal, not...
Okay. Right, this is 1,000 years later, right? This is an agadic story. Take it seriously, but not literally. Okay? Hu amama tamua. And so the Nesiv is asking, well, this is very hard to understand. I don't get it. Lama hariach b'shila. Why then? Okay, the Torah left. Like, that's a fine message. But why say it about Shilo? You're terrible, you shall lie.
If you could spell it in Shilo, then...
Right, the Yerushalayim had Torah for much, much longer and much more recently. Ella, the Shvila Yisod Yerushalayim Hayab Kedushat Torah, that Yerushalayim, the Beit Hamikdash, had other aspects to it. As it says, Mitzion Tete Torah. It was a Beit Tefillah, it was a Beit Torah. Mashein came b'Shilo. That the whole base of the Kedusha, that the three things that the world stands on, really, Shilo was or should have been the Gemul Chasadim. He goes on pointing out that Shilo failed in the end to be the place of Gemul Chasadim. And the place that was the place of Gemul Chasadim was Pesel Micha. You know, I didn't quote all that in here. Which is my Pesel, you know, my story of Pesel Micha?
I don't remember it.
The end of Shoftim. He built, Micha is the guy, he built basically an idol to God. Figures, I'm gonna build my own Mishkan, and I'm going to have this statue in there, and we're going to serve it. Not a Bodhisattva in the sense of other gods, still to Hashem, but decides he's going to build an idol for it. And that exists for as long as the Mishkan Shilo is dead. And everybody went to Kesel Micha, nobody went to the Mishkan. The Gemara talks about that. That was a place of Gemul Chasadim. They welcomed everybody in, where the Mishkan ended up with Eli's sons, who were the opposite of Gemul Chasadim. So the Mishkan Shilo, basically what kept together was Mitzvah Gemul Chasadim and Ben Adam L'Chavero, and when they lost that, it was destroyed. Only thing that, so that's what that the symbolism of Ketoret was supposed to be.
About having like everybody together.
We're all together. We're all in this together. We all care about each other. We all see each other as other rather than tool for getting my mitzvahs done.
We see them as each other, yeah. It's interesting also because I thought, like, at what point are they not considered, like, poshim? Because doesn't, like, the Rambam speaks about that too, like somebody who is... like motzi et atzmo min haklal, like they're not considered, like at a certain point, like doesn't he have that in the, like in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, like isn't like that at a certain point, like
who takes himself out of the community.
Right, like he doesn't fast with other people, he doesn't, like, well, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, he's not part of the community, even if he does all the mitzvot. Rambam says he is a poshim,
but here he talks about the chalbana and the poshim, he's saying that people who are not, you know, always doing the right thing, but they want to be a part of the community.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly it. They want to be part of this field. They're still part of that, even though they're maybe do lots of avaros, but they're still part of the community.
I feel like that's all of us.
Right. We're all in the Levona Zakah. Right. We're on the spectrum somewhere there from Chalbana to Levona Zakah.
Right.
And it all goes into the Ketoret. That's the Ananda protects us and allows us to have an encounter with the divine.
Okay. That was really cool. Thank you. I liked how you started with Vayomer and Vayedaber because it totally connects. It just is not specifically, it's not, you know, doesn't feel linear, but it really connects. So it feels like a nice tie up in a knot.
Yeah, I always like to tie it in together. You want to get it back to where you started from.
Even no, but it's good because I always like your share when they don't start in a way that you, like you start and you think like, okay, this is what you're going to talk about. And then you end up somewhere else. Well, this time you started with Vayomer Vayedaber and I knew you were going to talk about the Keturah. So that was that, but I didn't know how they were going to connect. And then you did. So that was cool.
Thank you. Okay. Well, have a good night. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.